Now, how your phone can help you get healthy results. A review of studies published by the Cochrane Collaboration finds that smokers trying to quit the habit are helped in a big way by supportive text messages. NPR's Patty Naiman reports.
We all know it's really hard to quit smoking. Dr. Pamela Brar is an internist in private practice in La Jolla, California.
Most people will try over a five-year period, if they're really motivated, as many as 6 to 8 times before they're successful.
And statistics tell us only 5% of smokers succeed the first time they try to quit, which is why the results of this new analysis are encouraging. With help from text messages, hopeful quitters doubled their chance of success. 9,000 smokers were involved. Dr. Robin Whitaker with the University of Auckland in New Zealand says they all signed up with online support systems and set a date to quit. When the day arrived, so did practical advice via text messages like this.
Today you should get rid of all the ashtrays in your house and in your car. You should plan what you're going to do for your quit day and the day after, because they're going to be hard those days. So have a plan to get support from your friends and your family.
These are automated responses, but they can get personal. If someone starts to feel desperate, for example, they can text a one-word reply, crave.
And it will immediately send them back a response, which will be a tip on how to get through cravings.
Take a walk, eat a little something. The good news? Cravings last only a few minutes. And even a setback, says Whitaker, gets a quick, supportive response.
Sometimes people have one puff or a couple of puffs while they're out socially and then think, oh no, that's it, it's all over, I've ruined it. But it's just really not true. A lot of people have little lapses like that. And we just try and boost their motivation to keep going, because they can keep going even after a relapse.
Doubling the chance of success with text messages is no surprise for Dr. Pamela Brar. For the past 2 years, she's been texting her patients who want to quit. One patient really needed help around the 5 o'clock happy hour.
So sure enough, for about 2 weeks consistently during the week, every day at 5 o'clock, I would shoot him a text. His favorite one, I think, was no ifs, ands, or buts, and I sent him a little cigarette picture along with it.
It took 5 months, but he did quit. So did Diane Santos, who smoked for over 30 years and typically got 2 text messages a day from Dr. Brar.
You know, like, oh, you can do it. You're stronger. You're a beautiful woman, and you deserve to have a healthy body. She was like my cheerleader, really.
Nationwide, private groups and a number of state and local health departments are working to create new online texting support systems for smokers who want to kick the habit. Patty Naiman, NPR News.